This is Richard Sellers, and I'm Senior Vice President for Legislative and Regulatory Affairs of the American Feed Industry Association.
All right, Richard, and we're just now hearing about a study that was done by Pipestone Veterinary Services in Pipestone, Minnesota, that says there can be a link between contaminated feed and the PED virus. Given that you are with the American Feed Industry Association and representing many, many, many feed makers in this country, it's important for us to hear from you what this actually means or might mean.
Okay, well, thanks for the call. This is obviously a very pivotal study in new research and new findings about this devastating disease. We're particularly, I guess, concerned about these types of studies that might imply that feed is a causative agent. And this clarifies that feed is actually a carrier. Now, the source of how the virus got into the feed is not presented in the report, and the authors do make a point that there was no animal protein product in the feed collected at these three farms.
Yes, and the fact that that was mentioned about the animal protein is significant. Why?
Because there been some blaming by I guess you'd say some sources and some news reports. And initially, when Canada reported that feed had been transmitting the disease, there was blame placed on an animal protein product, and we certainly don't necessarily believe that approach. And I think a number of the companies have done a number of studies to demonstrate that their products are indeed safe, and that there is always the potential for cross-contamination at any source, at any point in the feed distribution chain. And that's why we're reiterating to our members the importance of biosecurity and the biosecurity that the National Pork Board recommends as well.
Yes, and to expand on your comment about cross-contamination, that is the possibility that the feed, which may be completely fine, might be then contaminated on the farm in such a way that it could make more animals sick. Is that correct?
That's certainly a potential. We'd like to know more about this study and the origination of the feed and other things. And we'll be talking to the authors in the coming days about where they, specifically where they got their samples, where the feed may have come from.
Is there anything else you'd like to add at this point?
No, we're committed to working with the National Pork Board and researchers and AFI and its related foundation, the Institute for Feed Education and Resource. I'm sorry, Feed Education and Research has offered $100,000 to the Pork Board, and we're participating on some review panels as well. So we look forward to working more and finding out more about this devastating disease, and we certainly appreciate you contacting AFIA.
And do tell me, how many members are there in AFIA?
Sure. We have nearly 600 corporate members from across the United States, including equipment manufacturers, feed ingredient manufacturers and distributors, feed manufacturers, and pet food as well.